Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 16th, 2016. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. I'm going to ask you to remember a few things and remember them according to remembering their smell. Your grandparents' house. The living room of the house you grew up in. The bath towels you used as a child. Old books. The smell of spring in the state you grew up in. People who study these things say that our sense of smell is probably the one of our five senses that is most connected to our memories. For instance, if I conjure up a memory of the smell of old books, I'm transported to a particular room in the library in my high school. I'm also mindful of the parish library in the church that sponsored me to seminary. I can remember a particular used bookstore in Richmond, Virginia. All of these had that distinctive old book smell. We associate feelings with smells. For some of us, the smell of frying bacon takes us back to a childhood memory, maybe a special breakfast that we enjoyed with our parents on the weekend. For others of us, the smell of ground coffee takes us to a place and a time where we experienced a wonderful conversation. The smells are all around us. For me, I think the first time I smelled a flowering crabapple tree here in Wisconsin in early to mid-May, the first year I was here, it smelled like spring to me. So why all this business about smell? Well, today the daily office takes us from 1 Corinthians, where we've been reading for the bulk of this Lenten season, and plops us into the first couple of chapters of 2 Corinthians. And here is what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, which is assigned for today. Paul writes, "Thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing Him. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one a fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life." So I've thought about that verse today. I've wondered, as Christians, as followers of Christ in the world, do we pass the smell test? Is our way of being in the world such that people connect us with new life in Christ? Do people, and maybe I'm being more metaphorical than literal, do people smell the love, smell the hope? Do they get a sense that we are people of joy? I'm not talking about momentary happiness, but that we are aware of our place in the world and we are in procession with God, moving through this world, spreading the good smells of the good news. I fear sometimes that with all of the other things that go on in our world, I fear that sometimes people can't tell us as the people who are following Jesus from anyone else. And I'm not talking about being able to tell us apart because we're constantly preaching it, folks, or wearing symbols, or in some way overly identifying. I just wonder if anyone in our day-to-day says, you know, there's something different about that person. There's something that is attractive about that person in terms of how they live their life. Sometimes I think that if we're not careful, followers of Jesus just kind of stink up the place. We can get just as cranky as everyone else. We can become just as sour on life as an unattended dishcloth. We can spoil. And I wonder if that isn't because we forget whose we are. We forget that we have been purchased by Christ to be Christ's body in the world. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much. Maybe I'm expecting that somehow we will get a hold of this identity as the body and blood of Christ, and that we will start actually embodying that and living it, that we will talk like it and look like it and maybe even smell like it. What would that be like? Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, renew in us the gifts of your mercy, increase our faith, strengthen our hope, enlighten our understanding, widen our charity, and make us ready to serve you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.